The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Pamel Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm Dr. Eric Ashburn, and for the next half hour, I got three things that could genuinely change the direction of your health. So wherever you are this morning, turn me up a little and stay close. Maybe you're up before the rest of the house. Maybe you've got a long day of work ahead of you. Either way, the simple fact is that you're putting your health first thing this morning tells me everything I need to know about the kind of person that you are. So first, if you've been fighting your weight, doing everything right and the scale will not move, I'm going to tell you it was never your fault. There's a reason why your own body has been working against you, and it starts with what we've been doing to our food. What you've been blamed for all these years isn't a willpower problem at all. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. Then about halfway in, I'm going to hand you something with no strings attached. One single food, the kind your grandmother used to simmer in the back of your stove, that quietly rebuilds two things at the same time: the lining of your gut and the cushions in your joints. Almost no one connects these two, and I'm going to change the way you shop this week. And before we're done, I'm going to talk to the folks who've been told they need spine surgery, because after 29 years of doing this, it's a long time, including working with athletes at the very top all the way up to the Olympic level, I can tell you a whole lot of people have been staring down an operation that never actually needed it. And I'm going to show you why and what your body can still do if it's given the chance. Three things: your metabolism, the one food that rebuilds you, and your spine, all connected, all this morning. So grab a pen if you got one handy, because you're going to want to write a couple of these things down, I promise you. Let's get into it. So whatever you got going on this morning, set it down for a few minutes and stay with me here, because the next part's going to be interesting for everybody. It's not just the folks who've been fighting the scale. I want you to picture a tomato, the one your grandmother pulled off the vine, deep red, heavy in your hand. It tasted like something. Now picture the one sitting in the plastic clamshell at the store this week. It looks fine, tastes like water, right? And here's what most people don't know: that's not your imagination. The food itself has changed. The soil it grew in is thinner. It was picked green, shipped across the country, and gassed to look ripe. And that's the healthy aisle. We haven't even talked about the boxes in the bags yet. So let me tell you what actually has been happening to you, because I think you've been blamed for something that was never really your fault. Researchers at the National Institute of Health ran a study a few years back where they fed people a diet of ultra-processed food. The stuff engineered in a lab hit your taste buds just right. Same calories available, same fat, same sugar on paper as a whole food group. And the people eating the processed version ate about 500 extra calories a day without even realizing it. They weren't weak. They weren't lazy. The field was built to override that "I'm full" signal that the brain was giving them. 500 calories a day, that's a pound of body fat every single week handed to you, engineered on purpose. And it gets deeper than those calories. Our food supply now carries compounds researchers actually call obesogens, chemicals from plastics, pesticides, packaging that gets into the body and scramble the hormones that control your weight and your hunger. Insulin, thyroid, the signals that tell your body whether to burn fuel or store it. 20, 30 years of that, and the machinery that runs your body that's supposed to regulate your weight quietly breaks. So when you've done everything right, you cut the portions, you walked, you skipped dessert, and the weight didn't move. That wasn't a character flaw. That was a broken hormonal system that was doing exactly what a broken system does. So I need you to hear me on this. It was never about the willpower, and it was never your fault. Now, half of you are thinking, "Doc, that's why I'm looking at the shot, right? I want to take the shot, GLP shot." And I understand why. You've been fighting this for years, and something that finally quiets the noise sounds like a miracle. But let me ask you something, and I want you to sit with this. If the machine that regulates your weight is broken, does a weekly injection fix the machine? Or does it just turn the volume down and hunger while the thing that's broke stays broken underneath? Here's what the research is showing us. A large share of the weight loss of the weight people lose on the drug isn't fat, it's muscle. And muscle's the furnace that runs your metabolism for the rest of your life. Then the follow-up studies, when people stop that medication, most of them regain about 2/3 of the weight within a year. So picture where that leaves you. You lost the muscle, you regain the fat, and the root cause was never touched. You end up thinner for a season, metabolically worse from the rest of your life. So there's, you know, and that's not telling what you do about the medication. That's been, you know, that's between you and a doctor. What I'm telling you is a drug that manages a symptom is not the same thing as fixing what is driving it. And if the driver stays broken, the serious stuff downstream, the blood sugar, the blood pressure, the heart, that clock keeps ticking. So here's what's I'm trying to bring up this morning. Summer's winding down, the pool's closing, the shorts are going back in the drawer. And for years, that's been the moment everybody quits because the whole thing was about looking for the beach. And bigger clothes bring bigger problems. So I want to flip that on for you. The people who are getting serious about their health, they don't start in May for the mirror. They start right now in the quiet season for their life because this was never supposed to be about what you look like in August. It's whether the machine is working when you're 70. So here's something you can do before you even leave the house today. No phone call required. Go look at the label on whatever you're about to eat for breakfast this morning. Read the first three ingredients. If you can't picture the actual plant or animal it came from, if it's a word you need a chemistry degree to pronounce, that's the engineered stuff we talked about. Just for today, swap that one breakfast for protein and something that grew in the ground, one meal. That's the first brick in this wall we like to build together. But if you're one of these people who are tired, tired of the fight, you put in the time, you put in the effort, and nothing's getting better, right? You're tired of being told it's your fault. Then let me ask you the real question. If the thing that's actually broke, that broke your metabolism never gets found and fixed, where are you going to be a year from now? 5 years from now? Is it going to go away quietly? Is that the road that ends in the diagnosis that you've been dreading? Would it be okay if I showed you what's actually going on under the hood before you make any big decisions about taking a drug? And I'm talking about Ozempic, Wegovy, the GLP-1 drugs. That's exactly what our program does. We don't hand you a shot and send you home. You find out which hormones got damaged, which nutrients you're missing that the farm and our systems depleted from the food and where the toxicity is coming from. And we fix the machine so your body does what it was designed to do from the very beginning. Here's how you reached me this morning. If the word tired hit you, you know, if you're feeling tired all the time, sometimes I wake up feeling tired, but if you're feeling tired all the time, if you're tired of this stuff, call or text the word tired to 845-896-1200. I'm giving the first 10 people who reach out a full metabolic assessment. That's $150 worth of value at no cost because I want serious people and serious people move now. So text or call tired, 845-896-1200. One more time, 845-896-1200. The first 10 who text me this morning, and if you've forgot the word tired, text me anything. I know you're one of the first 10 people reaching me. And this is a season the serious ones will start. And I love that. I love the people are serious about this stuff because I talk to you guys and I want you guys all to be healthy. That's my goal. I want you all to be well. But there's serious people out there and you know who you are who really are looking to change. And you really, you desire a better answer that no one's ever given you. And I want to give you the right answer, how to lose the weight, fix your metabolism, get it healed for good so you stay lean the rest of your life. You see people that are lean around you and they don't always eat perfectly healthy, but they have metabolism working for them perfectly and they stay lean and healthy. And I'd like to be that person. I'm sure you'd love to be that person too. I grew up with extra weight in my body and I understand the emotional issues that go along with that. And I understood how to overcome it too. And I'm trying to share that with you today so you can become leaner, healthier, and overcome that merry-go-round that everybody's on trying to lose weight. And then they find it again and lose it and put it on and find it again. So once again, 845-896-1200, the word tired, text it and we'll get back to you and set up a time to have you come in and start fixing your metabolism. All right, so hold on to that word tired in the back of your mind and hold on to that number because that's the door if you're ready to walk through it, right? But if I promise you at the top, the next few minutes will cost you nothing and there's nothing to call about. Whether you ever pick up the phone or not, I want you walking away from this morning with something in your hands you can use today. So here it is. So take a breath with me because the next few minutes is going to be a gift. No pitch, nothing to call about. Just one of the most useful things I could hand you this morning. And I love this concept I'm going to talk about with you. And here's a fact that surprises almost everybody. Nearly a third of all the protein in your body is one single substance. It's called collagen. And you probably have heard tons about collagen. And it's quite literally the glue that holds you together, your skin, your gut, your muscles, and the cushions in every joint that you own. And here's a problem. You start making less of it in your 30s and the decline just keeps going and going. So the question that actually matters for your health isn't How do I stop the aging? It's how do I rebuild the glue? So, you know, a lot of my listeners know Dr. Josh Axe. I've been friends with him for a very long time. He's a good person. I recommend him often because he's very legitimate in what he says. And he's one of the most read natural medicine voices out there. And if you go digging through his work, one food comes up over and over again. It's the richest, oldest source of collagen on the planet. It's not a pill. It's not a powder or some company invented it. It's a bone broth. The thing your great grandmother simmered on the back of your stove for 2 days. When you slowly cook real bones and joints, they release collagen, gelatin, amino acids like glycine and proline, plus the exact compounds, glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid that people pay a fortune for in little pill bottles. And it's all sitting in the pot of broth. Now stay with me because this is where it ties back to what I told you earlier about metabolism. Remember I said that modern food system quietly damages your hormones? A huge part of where that damage happens is the lining of your gut. So when that lining gets thin and leaky, the wrong things can happen in your bloodstream. Inflammation goes up, your hormones and your metabolism pay the price. So collagen is the raw material your body uses to rebuild that gut lining. And Dr. Axe's own work connects a healthy, sealed gut lining to better metabolism, steadier energy, and calmer thyroid and hormone function. So the food that rebuilds your gut is the same food working on the problem behind your weight. And here's a part I want you to hold on to, because in a few minutes, we're going to talk about your spine. The same collagen, it's what your cartilage is made of. It's what the discs cushioning your spine are made of. One study in athletes found that supplementing collagen meaningfully eased their joint pain in about 6 months. So when we get to what happens when those discs break down, remember this segment, because your body cannot rebuild that cushion out of thin air, rebuilds it on raw materials that you give it. So bone broth today, disc healthy later, it's the same story. And one more thing that loops it all together, all the way back to the weight conversation, those amino acids, glycine, proline actually help protect your muscle. And that's exact tissue I was warning you that gets stripped out of your body by taking those weight loss shots, the GLP-1 solutions that damage your body down the line. We've really positioned ourselves because we've seen the damage that GLP-1 drugs cause down the line, position ourselves as the anti-GLP-1 office. So our weight loss systems through Hudson Valley Weight Loss are all built to be opposite of what GLP-1 drugs do. Help to retrain your metabolism, get your body working better, healthier, and function at a higher level. And this one food quietly works on all of it. And here's why it matters more as the older you get. Starting in your 30s, two things quietly slide at the same time. Your collagen, you know, at your muscles, and that's the exact pair that becomes stiff joints and achy back, and that vague, I just feel older, that everybody shrugs off as normal. I hate that saying. It's not normal. It's a shortage. The glycine and proline in the broth help you hold on to muscle, and the collagen feeds the joints and connective tissue. So this one humble habit is working against the two biggest drivers of getting frail as we age. The folks who stay strong and steady on their feet into their 80s, they're not lucky. People say it must be their genetics, and ultimately they don't understand what genes do, so it's very easy to throw that out there. But these people, they never stop handing their body the raw materials to rebuild itself. We all have the genetics to live for a long time. We should never blame our genetics. We could all build better health. So here's exactly what to do. No call required. If you can, make the real thing. Cover beef or chicken bones with water. Add a splash of apple cider vinegar and let it simmer low for at least 24 hours. That long, slow cook is what pulls the good stuff out. Aim for about 2 cups a day. If your life doesn't allow a 2-day simmer, a clean collagen or bone broth powder stirred into your morning water works too. Just read the label and skip the ones that are loaded with fillers and sugars, preservatives, because that's the cheap stuff and does the point I'm making. I'll put a simple recipe up on drashmer.com so it can give you a hand. This is your gift today. Start rebuilding its glue, but rebuilding the raw material is only half of it, because you can drink all the broth in the world, but if the machine that's supposed to use it, your spine and nervous system, the master wiring of every part of your body, every cell of your body, is jammed and breaking down, it can't do its job. So I want to talk about that with you guys next. Okay, so just stay with me here for a few minutes, because this next one is for every single person listening, the ones with a bad back and the ones that feel fine. You probably heard about the blue zones, those handful of pockets around the world. People just don't live to 95. They're still gardening at 95, still walking the hills, still carrying their own groceries. And everybody wants to know the secret. Is it of olive oil? Is it beans? Is it the wine at dinner? Here's what researchers actually found out when they dug in. It wasn't a superfood. The single thread running through every one of those communities was a natural, constant movement. These people never stopped moving. Now, don't be scared. You know, you can stop moving, but their bodies never forgot how. And that's the whole ball game, because the movement isn't about something healthy body does. Movement's what keeps it healthy. The day your body starts to lose its motion is the day it starts to age faster than you are. Now, here's where it comes to your spine. And I want you to really hear this, because it's the most misunderstood thing on health. Most people think a chiropractor is a guy you go see when your back hurts. I want to go over this clearly. Pain in, crack, pain out. If that's all it was, I wouldn't have spent the last 29 years doing this. And your spine houses the nervous system, your master controller, the wiring that runs every organ, every muscle, every heartbeat in your body. So when researchers like Heidi Havoc put people under the brain imaging before and after an adjustment, they didn't just see less pain. They saw the brain start communicating with the body differently, cleaner signal, better control of the muscles, organs, and tissues. Other studies measuring heart rate variability watch people shift out of that wound up fight or flight state back into rest and repair. That's not pain relief. That's a master control system coming back online. That's why chiropractic can change a person's whole health, not just their back, as you've been told by your medical doctor. So what goes wrong? It starts small and quiet. A distortion in your posture from the way you're born, an old injury, just 30 years of at a desk and being on a phone, that distortion means certain joints in your spine stop moving the way they're designed to. And a joint that loses its motion doesn't just sit there, it starts to break down the disc underneath it. Slowly, silently, you feel fine. That's a trap you get sucked into. When you're sitting on a spine that's half worn out and you don't feel a thing, right up to the morning you bend over to tie your shoe and something that used to feel like nothing feels like a dagger in your back, and it doesn't go away this time. Here's a check you can do the second you stand up this morning. Walk to a door frame. Stand tall against it. Have someone look at you from behind. Are your shoulders level? Is one riding higher? Is your head sitting centered, or is it drifting forward past your chest? That forward drift, that tilt, that distortion, and it's been quietly stealing the motion for years. Now I can already hear half of you talking about this, you know, talking back to your radio, yelling at me. That's just getting older, doc. My back's 60 years old. What do you expect? And I want to take that excuse away from you this morning. I love you, but I want to take that excuse away. I do this to my kids all the time. I love you, but don't make the excuse. Here's the problem with blaming your age. If your age were really what wore out a spine, then a spine would wear out evenly. Every 60-year-old spine would look like every other person 60 years old, and their spine would wear out equally over the same time. But that is not what I see. And I've been reading spinal images and x-rays for 30 years. I've been seeing people in their 70s with cleaner spines than folks half their age. And here's a detail that ends the argument for good on a single x-ray. I will find one joint worn down to almost nothing. The disc is paper thin, bone spurs, arthritis all around it and through it. And the joint sitting directly above it will be clean as a whistle. Now think about that. Two joints are in the same exact age, in the same body, same meals you're eating, same bedtime every night. And if age is causing that breakdown, they'd match, but they don't even come close. So if it isn't age, what is it? That's my favorite thing to talk about, right? Because I've had the privilege of caring for a set of identical twins throughout my career, right, in my own practice. And identical twins are the gold standard in all medical research. They have the same DNA, very same blueprint, printed twice. So anything that turns out different between two identical twins cannot be pinned to their genetics. And that's an awesome thing I talked about earlier in the show. And when researchers have studied their spines, the spines of identical twins, they found something remarkable. Twins who lived different lives, different work, different injuries, grew different spines. Let me say that as plainly as I can. Your genetics deal with the cards. They do not write the ending. Now, I've heard it said, genetics load the gun. It doesn't pull the trigger. And I watch it with my own eyes. My twins, you know, not my twins, but, you know, in my office, same DNA, same childhood home, same dinner table they grew up at, and their spines do not look like photocopies. Because your spine does not record your genes, it records your life. Every fall off a bike, every fender bender, every ear hunched over a desk or curled over a phone. So why does one joint crumble while its next door neighbor stays perfect? Here's the answer, and it's the key to the whole thing. Listen to this carefully. Joints just don't wear out from use, they wear out from misuse. So now I want you to remember what I told you earlier this morning about bone broth feeding your joints and your discs. Here's the other half of that equation, that story, because the finest raw materials on earth are worthless if they don't get delivered. A disc has no blood supply on its own. Think about that. It's no blood supply going to it. So it has to get its nutrition through motion, squeezed and released like a sponge, pulling in water and nutrients every single time it moves. A moving spine is a fed spine. But lock a joint down, an injury, poor posture, years of tension, and that disc quietly starts skipping meals for years and you never felt it. Because inside the disc has almost no pain fibers. Meanwhile, healthy joints around it work double to cover, wearing it out from overload while the locked one just rusts from stillness. Then one ordinary morning, you're 45 or 50 or whatever, you bend down to pick up a sock and your back goes out. Now, I'm putting up air quotes right now. You say people come in and say it goes out. And you tell yourself it's your age, right? And it was never your age. It was 15 years of the process without a paper trail, sitting on an x-ray years before you felt the first twinge. People tell me all the time it's their age because your health expectations are set up by the people close to you. And whatever they have going on, you assume that's what you should have going on. But here's the good news. And it's most of my week, every week. For most people, when you restore the motion, you restore the meal plan. A specific gentle adjustment unlocks that frozen joint. The pump switches back on and the body does exactly what it's designed to do. It heals itself. No drugs, no cutting. But I promise you the truth. And here's the hard part. And this is really the truth right here. There is a threshold. When a disc has been starved for long enough, it collapses so far that it gets trapped in that position, becomes too compressed to pull in the nutrition it needs, too starved to rebuild on its own. That's the point where a simple adjustment can no longer reach it. It can help with the position of the joint, but can no longer help with that disc. But it's not the end of the road. This is where we need a bigger tool. We need to bring in the big guns, ladies and gentlemen. And now for a lot of you, where the past door frame check, you've already had a bulging disc, the pinched nerve, the pain shooting down into the leg that keeps you up all night. You've been told your options are pills, shots, or surgeons. This is exactly where non-surgical spinal decompression comes in. And I want to tell you how it exactly works, because it's not magic, it's mechanics. A damaged disc is under crushing pressure due to gravity on your body. Decompression gently creates the opposite, a negative pressure inside of that disc. Researchers going back to Ramos and Martin showed you can genuinely drop the pressure inside the disc this way. And when you do that repeatedly, the disc gets a chance to pull the bulging material back in and draw in water and nutrients again. In a controlled study, Dr. Choi's team measuring disc volume actually shrinking by around 28% with real decompression. So that 30% decrease in the pressure increased the disc size by drawing the disc back in. And therefore, then, you know, people who didn't have it had far less results. Other work has shown disc height coming back. In plain English, we're giving the discs the one thing that's been starving for, space, so your body can do the repairing. And this is a part that matters most. A huge number of the people who walk in here convinced they need surgery don't. The body wants to heal it if you give it the right opportunity, the right condition. So let me ask you this question honestly. Before you let someone cut into your spine, a decision you can never fully undo, wouldn't it be worth finding out whether the disc can recover on its own? Now, here's the one thing I'm going to do, right? Here's the one where I'm going to do something that most people advertising a service won't do. I'm going to tell you when it's not for you. And it's real important to understand this. If you lost control of your bladder or bowels, or you've gone numb through your saddle area where you sit in a bike seat, this is all neurological control, don't call me. Go to the emergency room today. If you got a weakness in a leg that's getting worse week by week, a recent bad fall or fracture, a history of cancer with new back pain, or back pain with a fever, those are red flags, and those belong in a medical setting first, not on my table. And even for the mechanical stuff we do treat, I'll be straight with you. Not every disc can be saved without surgery. Some of you truly are surgical cases. And if you are, I'll be the first to refer you to the best surgeons that I refer to all the time if you need to go there. And I would rather turn you away than take your money and waste your time. That's exactly why I can trust the people, you know, who do take this on. So here's your free gift for today. No call needed. That motion in your spine's losing, right? Fight for it. Every 30 to 45 minutes you're sitting today, stand up and move for a minute. And don't do any heavy lifting in the first hour after you wake up. Your discs are fully swollen with fluid first thing in the morning, which is exactly the time it's easiest to injure. Just those two habits will protect you for a long time. But if you're the person lying awake with the pain down your leg, staring at the surgery paperwork, let me ask you a real question. If the thing pressing a nerve never gets a chance to heal, where does the leg feel a year from now? How does it feel a leg from now? How does it feel a year from now? Is it going to quietly fix itself, or is the road going to end up on an operating table? Would it be right to take a look at, you know, and I told you the truth about whether it can help you avoid that. If that hits home, here's what I want you to do. Call or text the word spine to 845-896-1200. The first 10 people this morning get a full spinal exam, $150 value at no cost, because I want you to, the people who are serious about their health, to get an answer before they make a decision they can't take back. Text the word spine to 845-896-1200. One more time, 845-896-1200. It really could be the best decision of your life. And I see so many people come to my office who have pain problems. And to be honest with you, many of these people can get better simply by looking at their spine and nervous system. And the brain controls everything from head to toe. Every cell in your body is run and controlled by your brain, but it needs to be able to communicate with those cells in your body for them to be able to work properly. That's where taking the pressure off your spinal cord comes in. So if you can get the pressure back off your spinal cord by realigning your spine to optimal positions, this is where I work with athletes to get them functioning perfectly. That's all we need to do. But if we can't get you better that way, if your spine has become degenerated, if you have severe symptoms, spinal decompression can be a total game changer. And I want you to have that opportunity to heal, function, work better, be able to pick your grandkids up, your kids up, go back to playing sports again in your 50s like you used to when you're younger. All this stuff I'd love for you to do. So once again, text the word spine to 845-896-1200. We're in Fishkill, New York. I'd love to see you, meet you, and help you. Guys, God bless you. I love you. I do. This is why I do the show. Every week I get up, I research the heck out of stuff to give you the best information I could try to find for you so you can live your best life and enjoy it. So bless you. Have a great week. And I'll talk to you next Saturday and Sunday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.